Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Until the 9 o'clock hour, got Sam and Jason in for Greg, who's on assignment. Know what he's working on.
He might be working on a Carly Rae Jepsen documentary.
Could be. We'll see.
Came out on this day in 2012.
That long ago.
I know. It feels like it came out not that long ago, but we're getting old, Sam.
Yep. That happens.
I don't like to admit it, but yeah.
By the moment. By the way, it's the top of the hour to do a good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And good morning to people that are in Union City.
Union City, another South Side. I was more on the Clayton County, Henry County side.
Yep.
But yes, Union City, Shannon Mall.
There once was a mall there. That's what I'm saying.
Shannon Mall, yep.
It's like a studio now.
There once was a mall.
There once was a mall.
Is there even still the shell of the mall there at Shannon Mall? I don't think so.
Shannon and Avondale are like remnants of old Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you would have no idea where it was if you didn't know where it was.
I think Avondale Mall is where Walmart is now.
Yes.
I think South Lake is still semi-functioning.
They're working to do a sports facility.
Okay.
Some part of South Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They gotta do something.
Cool. Yeah. Shannon went a whole different direction.
Yeah. I think there's a studio there, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. They turned into a movie studio.
Yeah. There we go. They're doing something.
Right there off
South Side.
Right off 85.
Yep.
All right, folks. By the way, we're going to talk about, speaking of South Side, today, Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson are at Atlanta Motor Speedway from 4:30 until 6:30 today.
Take us up to Atlanta United pregame.
Absolutely. They're going to be down there taking in the racing, and they're going to be down there broadcasting live. Of course, if you're going down to the track, you might want to check them out. Go down and holler at Bo Morgan and Mike. Maybe they'll let you do some of the iRacing that they like to do. Those guys, they are into it.
Yeah, that's really turned into something pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know? I've never done it, but yeah, the iRacing, that's wild what it's turned into.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it was something during the pandemic that people really discovered, because NASCAR was the one sport that was able to put in something that was live sports, and the actual participants were able to participate in it. You know, guys had little things in their basements, and so you had Chase Elliott out there racing. You know, and so you at least you had a version of your sport. It's something that the other sports couldn't do at the time. So
it's interesting to see those elements growing. You know, we're seeing it with the golf now, with kind of a sort of simulation.
You watch that much?
I've watched a little bit of it. It's interesting. The strategy is really interesting. Like, that's what I would have to wonder if I'm doing it. Like, if you play at that level and then you're flipped into the simulator mode, like, how you adjust to it.
Yeah.
You know, because the rhythm is completely different. Like, you're hitting a lot more shots in a quicker time period than you're used to. But you're not walking either. So it's an interesting thing. I liked it. I like where it can be. I like where it can grow.
Yep. I watched it some, and I followed it. I said, okay, I can watch this. It was good. So, yeah, I wondered where you were with that. Tell you what we are watching. We are watching our Atlanta Hawks back from the All-Star break and see what they can do to try to gain a little bit of momentum we saw right after the trade deadline activity took place and some new faces joined this team. And we saw some great energy. Lost a tough one up in New York and come back from the break and drop one this week. They're back in action tomorrow against Detroit Pistons. It's one of those teams that they're trying to reel in as you look at things in the East. Boy, a team that's up top that still won't slow down is Cleveland. But 142 points on the Knicks last night.
Ooh.
Good grief. The Cavaliers. And, you know, they've been up front. The Hawks have had their successes against them this season. But they're the team still up top and threatening to really run away with things in the East. Of course, Boston is always there. You got to always consider them, you know, as well as you look at the standings. Taking a look at things right now, and, you know, Cleveland's up there. Cleveland's got up by six on Boston, up by six games on Boston, up by nine games on the Knicks, this next stand back there. Hawks are getting ready to face the Pistons, who are in the sixth spot right now. But they're right just behind. We talk about four games that separate, you know, the Pistons, the Magic, the Heat, and the Hawks. And the Hawks just lost to Orlando They got two games coming up this week against Miami. So, to me, these are pretty crucial games.
Huge. Yeah, we get into this a lot with MLS and playoff formats changing. And I think in every league, you're seeing playoff formats evolve. And the NBA is no exception. So, the rhythm and kind of where you are right now is interesting because the sixth spot, 1-6, you don't have to play in that play-in round.
Right.
You want to get to six. You are four games back from that. Detroit is in that spot right now. But then it's super crowded. You know, Orlando 7th, Miami's 8th, Hawks are 9th, Bulls are 10th. Orlando, Miami, Hawks all separated by a game. 7, 8, 9. You've got a little bit of a cushion on getting to Chicago. You got a 4-game advantage on them. You got a 5.5-game advantage on falling out of the playoffs. So you're okay on that end, but there's an opportunity to climb. They got to be more consistent, though. You know, you look at this group and 12-13 at home, you know, the importance of winning home games. You don't see a lot of teams that are going to be a contender that are 500 at home.
True.
That has to change. But then the flip side is you're 14-16 on the road, which isn't bad.
True.
On the road. So how can you find a little bit more at home with this group to get those wins that are needed?
Because you got more home games coming up now. You don't have to go. You've already done your two Western road trips, so you're not taking that trip anymore. And so you're going to get more home games. I mean, they were away starting going back around the holidays. They were on the road a lot. Now you got those home games, and I'm right with you, Jason. You gotta really capitalize on them. One thing they were really complaining about was the officiating, and I know that's hindsight, but they were saying in the loss to Orlando, they were, boy, the officials, you know, calling some things sideways. I know Trae Young came and spoke out about that afterwards, the 114-108 loss. In the game against Orlando. Like, that's one of the teams that you're trying to reel in. It's one of the teams that you're watching along with Miami, you know, in your division in the East. So tomorrow night they want to come out and do some good things. Detroit is one of those teams that's kind of like Orlando. They're a young team. They've taken their lumps, you know, and they're trying to build things back up and be a team that will be a solid playoff team in the East. That's what we want as well for our team. Mm-hmm. And you wondered after the playoff deadline if this team was going to fade. We saw signs saying that this team was going to go out and fight. We want to see them do it.
Yeah, going back to the officiating, this is something that is frustrating about where the Hawks sit right now. And a lot of it goes back to the conversation about Trae Young. Trae Young's not respected like he should be in this league, period. And we can admit it or not admit it, we can hide from it or whatever, but the NBA refereeing, stars get preferential treatment.
Oh,
they always have. Just how it is. You can talk about the Jordan rules. You can go through all of it. You know, stars get respect and get calls. Trae Young doesn't get respect. He doesn't get calls. We always have these conversations about him trying to draw fouls or not getting calls. He should get more respect from the referees. You should get more respect around the league, period. That affects this team. It affects these games. You know, he talked about it, that Orlando's a more physical team, but all the calls were going against Atlanta in this game. He's one of those guys that I don't think gets what he deserves in those moments. And it needs to change. And I don't know how that changes. Like, I honestly feel like a lot of people's minds have been made up. I feel like at this point, he's shown you on the court that he's one of the best players that is in the game today, doesn't get picked for All-Star games when he should be.
Yeah.
You know, he is setting records and in conversations with some of the all-time greats of the game and doesn't get looked at that way and doesn't get treated that way. That's got to change. I don't know how you affect that change.
I don't know how you do it other than the team coming through and you know, winning and really getting through a playoff series.
You go back in time, I'm still angry about that Cleveland series. True. I'm still angry about Dellavedova, you know, wrecking the Hawks' chances. Al Horford.
I'm so mad at NYPD.
Yeah, that too. that's another element of that. That,
I mean,
you know,
Steph Alosha got hurt, I was like, oh no, and it begins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, and it did. And, you know, that's what's so difficult for this team to get over that hump. And you've got to go and win in spite of it, and it can get really frustrating. You got to channel that, and I hope that the Hawks come out tomorrow. Yeah, they should be angry about how things went on Thursday. Okay, now channel that into, you got to beat 8 guys then.
True.
Do it.
True. And that's the thing you have to do. Noel, when your thoughts about this team coming back, That one really got away from them there against Orlando. It would have been nice if they could have gotten that win coming back from the break.
Yeah, and you hate to focus on the refs, but I was watching that game going, okay, that's a foul. Okay, that's a foul. Okay, that's over the back. Okay, but now that's a foul?
Yeah.
Consistency.
Okay, fine, sure. But when you lose by 3 points, like that's when that ticky tacky stuff really starts to come into play and you really start to go, okay, wait a minute. Maybe if we had some even officiating, then this could have gone another way. Because it shows that they are competing like toe to toe with the talent they're paying. And sometimes that's a catch 22. Like sometimes you're competing toe to toe with a team you should be blowing out. But on the other end, they're competing toe-to-toe with teams like Cleveland, who is just running away with this thing right now. So you see what they can be, and due to a lot of the like Atlanta sports bias, and you know Trey is falling into that really, really hard, the team themselves have to kind of play through that, and not just on the court, but the front office also. You can't get so frustrated with some of the product or the outcome of these games and not look at it contextually and go, okay, maybe things aren't falling our way in some of the right places, but if we stay the course with this and build with this core, then we can get to where we're going to go. Because my thing is, if you blow it up and try to move all the pieces or what else, okay, then what? Yeah. Are we all the way back to square? I mean, we blew up a 10-year playoff team before.
Yep.
That team was getting to the playoffs consistently every year for a decade, and we blew it up because you couldn't really get out the first round like that and you got tired of being mid. Okay, cool. But now we're still mid, but it's like mid with potential. And you have to look at the potential and not, okay, we're still mid. We need to blow it up and try something else.
I want to see where the potential can go. Like, you have to play it out, I think, with what you have. I mean, have to.
Because look at the big trade we just saw. Like, AD is out, and this Luka Bron thing is not working. Like, Bron's not giving up that ball. Mm-hmm. And I thought that when they made that trade, I'm like, y'all got 3 point guards. How is this going to... LeBron's not giving up that ball right now, and Luka doesn't look like his Luka self because he doesn't have the ball. And the Lakers, they actually kind of look like they did when it was time for Kobe to retire. Like, you're playing out the string until you can literally hand the ball to someone else and say, okay, it's your team now. So I bring that up to say, is a big trade really going to – is a earth-shattering – team-shattering trade like that really going to move the needle in the direction you need it to go? It's still a huge coin flip.
You mentioned how they've played against some of the top teams in the league. What's the one thing as you go down the stretch that they need to do more consistently against everybody?
I think it depends on if they can stay in their style of play. If they get bogged down into playing half court, It's an uphill battle for this team because they kind of get stuck looking around and waiting on Trey to do something and nobody's moving. It doesn't give Trey anywhere to put the ball to. And Trey can make plays, but he's best if y'all are people are moving and cutting and he's able to find you and find the best mismatches. And so when they get caught in that half court play, they get out of their style of play. If they can get the ball and run in transition or create space to where Trey has somewhere to dime the ball to, then they're really cooking. And you've seen that throughout the years, but right. you're really seeing this year that if they can stay in full court transition, if they can, you know, if Trey can catch you sleeping, y'all celebrating a shot and he done threw the ball down the court and got an easy lob pass, if you can do more of that, you can really run teams out the gym here.
We'll watch and see if that happens starting tomorrow night. Like once again we said, it's Hawks and Pistons tomorrow night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5:30, tip at 6 o'clock. Let's see if they can get a win and get things rolling with those back-to-back matches on Monday and Wednesday against Miami. First one's going to be here on Monday, then down at Miami on Wednesday. Interesting week coming up for the Hawks. And then OKC, they play them on Friday. So, I mean, it's a challenging week for this team coming up, but you want to see them get things going in the right direction with a win tomorrow night. Okay, talk about tonight. It is match night, big game coming up, the season opener. We're going to spend some time with Madison Cruz. We call her Maddie or Madison, which one?
Interchangeable.
It works. Either one. Well, she's going to join us next. We'll talk more Atlanta United, getting set for the big season opener tonight over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Sam, it is Jason, it is Noel, other side of the glass, on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. Sam and Jason with you on this match day Saturday morning, getting set for the season opener coming up this evening at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta United. We are all fired up because we are your home for Atlanta United. And, man, we get ready for it. And we got somebody coming up, a voice that people will hear. And I had a chance to hear her voice and see her as well. Who has worked with Georgia State, but she won't be at Georgia State with me today. She'll be, over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with you.
We're stealing Madison away for Atlanta United season. She'll be on the pregame tonight with Abe Gordon starting at 6:30. What's up, Madison Cruz? How are you?
Good morning.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you guys? Yes, unfortunately, we'll not be at Georgia State, but wishing them all the best as they go up against Marshall. That'll be a fun game, especially since it's senior day. But, you know, fun stuff at the Benz tonight.
Big fun at the Benz tonight. Talk about you, and you've done a lot to get prepared for this. Talk about things you've been doing to get prepared for this season and prepared for tonight. It all rolls out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of it is just the grind of getting to know CF Montreal and who they are. You know, they have brought in a lot of really, really young team this year. It's very young. I'm really interested to see once we get the starting 11, kind of that average age that's on the field for them, because it's very, very, very young. Laurent Courtois, he's done great stuff there over at CF Montreal. So it's been really just getting to know them as a team and kind of what their expectations are heading into this season. And then for Atlanta United, kind of the same thing. You know, new head coach Ronnie Dyla is the man in charge, and you're bringing in so many new playmakers. You know, you have Miguel Amaron coming back to Atlanta. The Benz is going to be wild as soon as you hear his name being announced tonight. That's going to be absolutely wild. Emmanuel Latelat, he's coming into the mix as well, up that striker up top. I mean, you got a lot of stuff to be excited about if you're Atlanta United fans. And not to mention, it's the wild card rematch tonight. CF Montreal might be a little bit bitter, especially with how Atlanta United knocked them out of the playoffs last year.
You mentioned Ronnie Dyla, and you've had the chance to talk to him a little bit here in preseason, and I think we're all getting to know him. How would you describe how he is as a head coach and kind of what he wants this team to look like on the field?
Just from the conversations with Ronnie Dyla and like what we've talked about, he seems like a coach that is very – he expects greatness. He expects greatness from everybody. It doesn't matter if you are – one of the starters, if you're someone who is going to be on the bench for the season. It doesn't matter if you're even someone who could possibly play for the twos or if you're an academy player being brought up there. I mean, he expects greatness. He expects you to go out there and show what you got. Because one thing we know from Ronnie Dyla and his history from all the clubs he's been at, I mean, he's not afraid to showcase young talent. He's not afraid to do that. He's going to play the best player that is available to him. And I think that's really honorable from a head coach. You know, he's someone who expects hardworking players. He expects greatness. And that is what we've seen in every single day at training. We see him in the way that he talks to the players and what he's expecting from them. He's just a guy who I think he just really expects greatness from all these guys. And we're going to start seeing that as the season goes on, you know, his expectations, and we're going to see that fight from Ronnie Dyla. But he's been fun to talk to. I mean, that's, to me, whenever I get the chance to chat with him, that's what I always see. It's just someone who expects hard work, expects greatness, and, you know, that's why he came to Atlanta United.
We are pleased to spend some time this morning with Madison Cruz, and I got to say, she is social. You can always find her at Madison Cruz 7. At Madison Cruz 7. What's the 7 for?
Oh, it's my favorite number. It's my lucky number.
Okay. We'll allow you to do that.
It could be a lucky number.
It could be a lucky number. But, you know, she said Madison Cruz 7. So people want to follow her. That is where she will be. Thoughts about, you know, this team trying to really pick up from where it left off. It's not the same cast as we saw at the end of last season. The momentum, and as I like to say with Jason, it made us believe the way this team played in the playoffs in the postseason. To me, that's the point that gets us excited for the start of this season, was the way last season finished.
Yeah, I mean, what Rob Valentino was able to do when he came in as interim head coach, that it's remarkable. I mean, truly, like, he brought, I think, that hope and that energy and that strive back to the team that I think it was missing. Because last season, it was an up and down season, you know, with everything. You obviously had the club letting Gonzalo Pineda go and then Rob Valentino stepping up as the interim head coach. You had the trades of Yorgos Yakimakis, Thiago Almada, then Caleb Wiley going off. You know, you had so much change in such little time, it felt like. Obviously, the club parting ways with Carlos Bocanegra as well. I mean, you had a lot of change, and it was very weird to navigate. But you got to the playoffs, and it just felt like everything was aligning in every single way. The stars were aligning in every way for Atlanta just to come and just make this playoff push. And when we beat CF Montreal, I remember going into Inter-Miami thinking, oh, I was like, this could be something. Like, this could be the moment. Because you watch that game one against Inter-Miami, and you're like, Atlanta held up. You know, they were also running off of, like, 3 games in 7 days.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things you got to look at. But the way I think it all turned for me was when we were at game two at the Benz, when Sean De Silva knocked it in the back of the net to make it 2-1, really close to the end of regulation. I mean, that was incredible. Truly incredible. It felt like it had taken that turn. And that's all to Rob Valentino, what he was able to do last season, and to the players who bought into that. And a lot of those players are still there. You know, a lot of those players that were leaders on that team are still there in the locker room. Saba Lobjanice, Bartosz Lisz, Sean De Silva, you have Ronald Hernandez, you know, Brad Guzan. All of those players are still there, and they're still making a difference in that locker room. And that's going to be something to look towards this season, especially with these new additions that we do have. But you still have that foundation. You have those players who are hardworking, who are going to put in the work, and who want to see this team be successful and who are striving to be at the top of the Eastern Conference.
A lot of the headlines are obviously going to be about Miguel Almiron's return and Latte Lat's record-breaking transfer. Who's a player that's maybe under the radar that you think will be very important for Atlanta United to be as successful as they want to be?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to give you two, but I'll explain kind of why. I think it's going to be Bartosz Lisz. I think Bartosz Lisz is going to be a player that you're really going to see take a step up this season. From last season, from watching him throughout the preseason, we've really seen him take on this leadership role. He's being a little bit more vocal. And we saw that in Leagues Cup. He wore the captain's armband there. But when he's in the midfield, he's commanding it. He's out there. He is tracking down balls. He's not afraid to get into the mix. He is creating opportunities. And I think he's going to be a player that is so fundamentally important to this team. And it might go unnoticed at times. He might not show up on the stat sheet. He might not get the assist. He might not do this. But he's really going to be that force. And I think that goes on top of it, the addition of Matthijs Glik, adding him into the midfield as well. Them two being there, we've seen them a lot in preseason play together. And how they're able to bounce off each other. I asked Glik earlier this week in media, you know, how that relationship has formed. And he told me that they're a great, you know, they bounce off each other really well because he's more of the offensive-minded, and then you have Bartosz Lisz, who's a more defensive-minded midfielder, and they bounce it off each other really well. And Ronnie Dyla also mentioned that those two positions are the heartbeat of this team. They're going to be the most important people out there on the field helping them because they're the gateway. They're like the connector driving from the back line to the front four that we're going to see in Maranchuk, Saba, Miguel and Latte Lat up top. You know, they're going to be the people that are bridging that gap. And that's why I think both those positions are so important. You might not see them show up on the stat sheet a lot, but I think they're really going to be two of the players to really watch out for this season.
Spending time talking with Madison Cruz this morning as we get set for Atlanta United to play the season opener. Madison, one thing that Jason has talked about a little bit today and maybe tapping the brakes a little bit with some of the fans who are here who are really excited about the return of Miguel Almiron and really excited about the talent that has been assembled for this team. But to still have some patience, you know, there's still some chemistry things that are still being figured out with this team. And so they don't go out and run these guys out of the building tonight, which I think they will. They don't, but just maybe a bit of patience because you have this talent and you know sometimes it takes a little while for them to all bring it together. Are you thinking about that at all?
Absolutely. I mean, because when you get to the first game of the season, you know, to me, it always still kind of feels like you're in like a preseason-esque type feel because it's the first couple of games of the season. A lot of other teams are bringing in new pieces. Some players are just, some players are, you know, being still there recovering from the last season. Some players have some injuries that they're still dealing with. You're still kind of dealing with that turnover almost. And these first couple of games are the opportunity to really feel it out and get used to that game feeling. And I think you're going to see that from Atlanta United. I think every team is going to have those growing pains. I don't think it's going to be perfect off the bat. We're not going to see like six goals. Who knows? We might see six goals, but I don't think that should be the expectation going into these next couple games. I think it's going to feel, it's going to be a slow start. It's going to be slow getting things together, the pieces moving. And with the Miguel Almirón as well, I mean, I watched him at Newcastle, being a fellow Newcastle fan. The reason that I kind of switched over, I was a little bit wavering between Chelsea and Newcastle for a little bit in the Premier League. But okay, when Miguel made the move to Newcastle, I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to follow Newcastle. And watching him grow as a player there was incredible, what he was able to do there. And, you know, towards the end of his time, you know, he stopped getting some of those minutes and stuff. But from watching him in some of the preseason games, like, you still see it. You still see that same Miguel that was here a while ago. I think he's a lot more polished now, actually, because of what he can do and the experience he's had. But I think you're still connecting those pieces. You know, you're still learning. Latte Latte just came in. You know, he only played one preseason game with them in FC Dallas. You know, he is going to be very, very new still. You know, you're still learning the team. He's only been in training, I think, this week, actually, if I'm remembering correctly. You're still putting the pieces together. Things are still getting in the right place, you know. I mentioned this analogy earlier on soccer down here, but it's kind of like you're making a puzzle. You have all the outer lines done. You have all the border pieces, and you're still filling in everything else. And we're slowly getting towards the end of that puzzle. But it's, you know, there's still a few pieces that are missing that you got to keep putting in order to make it a full one.
Well, nice way of putting that, Jason. What do you think?
I like it. I like it. I might steal it at some point, but I like it.
Fantastic. Maddie, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Look forward to hearing you and Abe Gordon this evening here, walking us right up to kickoff of the season here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. Looking forward to tonight.
All right. That is Madison Cruz joining us. She'll be with us for pregame once again today, later today. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30. You can hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. We still got, I mean, Greg, we don't know where he is, but I think he has a casting call for us. We may go over some of that with you. You stay with us, right? It's Saturday morning. It is Sam. It is Jason. It is Noel, other side of the glass, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. On this match day Saturday morning, 9 floors up in the Kia Studios, not a cloud in the sky. It's still a little chilly out there, though. If you're going out, still a little brisk, but at least no rain we have to worry about. And it's going to warm up today in the afternoon, warm up more tomorrow. Of course, if you're coming out to see Atlanta United tonight, or if you're coming out to Atlanta Motor Speedway, you know, a little jacket may be appropriate.
It's going to be 70 degrees on Wednesday.
Wow.
This is messed up. Like, can we pick something and stay with it? Like, it was 20 last night or the night before.
I've had enough winter.
I'm done.
I've had enough winter. You know, we've had snow twice. That's winter.
You know, winters.
You know what I mean? With some winters we go through here and we don't see any of that. We've had it twice here. And so we just had the freezing stuff that came through here a couple of nights ago. And so, you know, hopefully I think we may have one more coming up in March. I was hearing someone that was forecasting this week saying we may have one more cold blast coming up in March. Yeah, that groundhog was on target, man. Say what you want to. Groundhog was on the money this year.
You got it right. If you're tailgating, if you're going down to the track today, it's saying that after 3 o'clock, it's going to start to cool down a little bit. So definitely have some layers available.
Yep. Or if you're going to be tailgating, get ready for Atlanta United. You'll be doing some of that today, too, right?
You might drink your way through getting a little chilly. It's whatever it takes.
Folks invite you to tailgates.
They have.
You don't have time,
I don't
though.
Have time. Like, it's really hard. I like to get into the booth at a decent time. I like to get in a little bit on the early side. So yeah. I can just get settled, get prepared. I like to eat something earlier. I don't like to eat right before we do something. You have to eat, though. Like, that's something that I learned doing this. Like, you get busy and you're talking to people and you don't eat. You run out of gas in about the 60th minute, you know? Like,
right?
you got to eat something. That's something I always tell people is make sure that you eat before you're going to call a game because, you know how it is. It's more exhausting than you think.
Right.
People think sitting here and talking is easy.
No. You get into the last hour and whatnot, and you're like, all right, we got a little more to go here.
Mm-hmm. Calling a game, you're up and down with energy. It's tough. Like, you have to make sure you're prepared.
Absolutely. And that is a very big part of it. Folks, and normally at this time we get into casting call. You know what I'm going to ask you?
Uh-oh.
Because no, it kind of related.
I got a little scared because there's none of these opportunities that I really fit for. I don't play a sousaphone
because of this, and the fact that it's racing weekend.
Mm-hmm.
When do we get good movies? Are we overdue for a good? I know we're overdue for a good racing movie, NASCAR movie. We're way overdue
Man,
for
what
NASCAR.
Was the last one?
Days of Thunder.
I mean, Talladega Nights was fun.
Yeah, that was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
It was fun. Yeah. It was enjoyable.
But we're way overdue.
Yeah,
for NASCAR.
We're way overdue for a good soccer movie, too.
Yeah, that's why I was asking you.
You know, like, Goal, The Dream Begins, I actually enjoyed. It's kind of cheesy. It's, you know where it's going to go, pretty obvious. Like, there's no surprises in this thing. The first one was pretty good. It really struggled with the sequels. Best soccer movies. I mean, Victory is a classic.
That's way back.
That's way back.
That is way back. But yeah, it's great. Stallone.
That's a great one. Yeah. Stallone's great as the goalkeeper. Yeah. Pelé. Yeah. You got a bunch of world soccer stars from the late 70s, early 80s in that one. That's a good one. There haven't been enough great soccer movies.
Why not?
I don't know. Now it's time. I've been sitting here complaining, like watching with TV on in the background of. You know, everybody getting excited about spring training, which is good.
Right.
But the MLS season 30, it's starting tonight. It's all part of the conversation.
I would
now.
Think that there would be something overseas, somewhere in Europe, somebody saying, let's do something. And
Goal was a really big one that had big production value, and there were some cool moments, and the Premier League was involved in that, and you had some later sequels that involved Real Madrid, and it was good. I think it is time, if somebody wants to go out and really get out on that limb and go for it, there's an opportunity there. I mentioned from the more reality-based side earlier, this documentary that they did with the group that did the F1 documentary.
Okay.
Onside, it's on Apple TV. It's so well done. I haven't gotten deep into it yet as I've been prepping for Atlanta and Montreal. But I watched some of the episode around the LA Galaxy Inter Miami game from last year. And a lot of really cool behind the scenes stuff. And I think that's one of the next steps for soccer. I do want to see like a drama movie about it. I want to see a good dramatic movie that is fiction. But the documentary stuff that's been done around the game as of late, and this one is the latest, really good stuff. I think you have to get to know who these players are and what makes them tick, and coaches too.
Right.
Amazon's done some great documentaries. They had a really good one around Manchester City with Pep Guardiola and getting to kind of understand him. One around Tottenham Hotspur and Jose Mourinho. There's a lot of that. But yeah, somebody's got to take the chance and make the great soccer movie of our time.
Let's float an idea.
Okay.
We got U.S. soccer moving right down the road from a big old studio down there in Fayette County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying. It's pretty easy
to tie the two together.
It's all right there, right?
Who would be the actor? Noel, we got to bring you into this too. Actor or actress? Because we could go with a drama about a male team. We could go a drama about a female team. We'd go either which way. Right? Who is somebody out there right now, actor or actress, that you would like to see in a soccer movie that could make it work?
In a dramatic soccer movie?
Yeah. We'll make the story. We'll write that separate. Who are we going to try to get attached to this to sell it?
I think Ryan Gosling could sell it.
Yeah.
I think he's thin enough, athletic looking enough, young enough.
I could buy him as a soccer player. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he could sell being an American soccer player.
Okay.
I like
that's
that.
The other interesting thing about this too, right? Like you could actually get kind of spicy with the casting, right?
Yeah, we could go a lot of different directions.
Yeah, if you made it an MLS team, like it could be all types of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, like I said, you know, U.S. soccer is moving right down the road from
We got Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney buying teams right now. So, you know, come on, guys. Let's fund this. Make a movie.
Exactly. I know it.
Get a script writer.
We're overdue for it. And they can shoot it here in Atlanta, and we can, you know, we can talk about it on Casting Call because, of course, they'll be needing extras.
You're
going
to do big game scenes at the bends, so you're going to need extras to be in the stands. You're going to need the other players around it, of course. All right, we got to get the script writers on. Greg, we're calling you back from assignment.
You go back from assignment. We got a project right now.
Yeah.
As you look now, of course, if you go check what Greg has for us, he got it late last week, so maybe we'll have another one coming out tomorrow. We do have some things here about roles, lot casting. Scar issue, looking for gym rats, males or females, any ethnicity, who love the gym, 18 years and over, looking for personal trainers, people who begin their journey at the gym. It's going to be filming this March 18th through 19th. It is a two-day call, so, you know, if they call you, they'll be expecting you to work for 2 days. You put gym rats in the subject line. That's extras at roselockcasting.com.
That same project is looking for baseball fans. And specifically, St. Louis Cardinals fans.
You know, St. Louis Cardinals, I've been to a St. Louis Cardinals game. One year, the Braves was playing them in the playoffs. It was October. And these little ladies come up in these red blazers.
Yep.
Red. I mean, it's very much a baseball town.
Yeah.
The water fountains are flowing red. I had heard about it, but I'd never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite remarkable when you talk about St. Louis Cardinals fans. They dress for that. These little ladies had these... I can just vision them having watched, you know, Stan Musial, and you know, they've been coming to the ballpark that long to see the Cardinals. They weren't drinking a Budweiser, but they had
not that you know about.
Not that I know of. You know, they made out a little something once they got.
Yeah.
But they had red blazers that they wore.
To
baseball. So when you talk about St. Louis Cardinals fans, man. They get it. They go all the way.
When I was little, my grandmother on my mom's side lived in Mayfield, Kentucky, so not all that far from St. Louis, and she was a big Cardinals fan.
Okay.
So I remember listening to games with her because you could pick up KMOX and listen to Jack Buck and Cardinals games back then. Ozzie Smith is one of my all-time favorite athletes. Period.
Yeah.
Ozzie Smith was one of my favorites as a kid.
Just phenomenal, phenomenal. So that's what they're looking for scar tissue. They're also looking for students, males or females, any ethnicity, to portray college students ages 18 through 25. They're going to be feminists on March 17th of all days. So there you go. Students, put UNI students in the subject line at extras.roselockcasting.
There's another one that I mentioned, the sousaphone, earlier. I wasn't kidding. There is a project that they are seeking high school marching band, tuba or sousaphone, trombone players, bass drum players.
Whoa.
18, 19 years old, all ethnicities, coming up on March 3rd. You got to send pictures in, all your information. That's another Rose Lock Casting one. Extras at roselockcasting.com is your email, and it is DSL marching band in the subject line. If you've played any of those instruments, or you can reasonably act like you've played one of those instruments, go for it.
Look good holding the horn, right?
Yeah.
Hilton Casting is doing stuff for Miss Pat, the Miss Pat Show. Background looking for men and women, any ethnicity, to portray background extras. Not saying what you'll be doing, but you just be in the background, and they're going to pay you.
That can be a starting point.
How that, you know, filming will take place in Atlanta from now through March of 2025. So she's doing that show now. If you want to get to it, go to HiltonCasting.com/background actors database, and they'll love to hear from you and see if they can get you in on part of that production.
And look, if you want to get into this stuff, you can not be in front of the camera if you're not comfortable there. You can get behind the camera. There's a ton of jobs in the film, in the TV industry. Go to georgia.org. You hit the menu at the top of the page. You go into the industry, scroll down. They've got it all lined up for you under film and entertainment, Georgia film and TV production. They will tell you there what they're looking for, and also a little bit of how to get started in that side. I've known a lot of people over the years who, as the industry has grown here in Georgia, they do so much in organizing extras or all the behind the scenes elements that can be really lucrative, can be a really nice, fun kind of gig and a great opportunity.
It's also a good fundraiser if you have a youth sports team, because sometimes they have needs for complete teams.
Yeah.
I know some high schools that had their whole teams participate in some projects, and it was a good way for them to do some fundraising, though, and plus be a part of a production.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So, when we get our Ryan Gosling soccer movie together with Ryan Reynolds back in it,
so Rob McElhenney back in it. Whose team are you going to call? Dalton?
Yeah.
Are you going to call McIntosh?
Oh, man. See, now they're all going to be like sending me messages because it's going to be competition.
McIntosh is right up the street, too.
Stars Mill's going to get pretty angry if you don't talk to them.
You know what I
mean? Come on now. Whitewater, right there. Touchdown.
Yeah,
we got a whole bunch.
Right.
Eagles Landing, my alma mater. Come on.
Love to have it. Love to have it. They can do that. But here's one thing you're going to have to do. If they're not a certain age, they got to get all minors must have a certificate number with the Georgia Department of Labor.
All right. Might have to go to Clayton State then.
You have to do that then. You know, no, but no minor can work on any team. Well, you know, get the certificate. Go ahead and
get
the certificate.
We can do that too.
Put them kids to work, man. What are you talking about?
We can do both.
Make them work. Minor can work on any film or TV set without that certificate number. So you want to make sure and get that if you have young people, or if you just have your child and you think they want to do something, especially with the summer months coming up, or during the break, during the spring break, or something you want to see if there's a production going on, has a need for young people, you want to do that. So you can do it. It's here. It's here all around us. So why not plug in?
Yeah, take advantage. Studios, setting up shop here, tons of opportunities to work. You got to go hustle it. You got to go find it. You got to work at it. But, yeah, it's all there for you if it's something you're interested in, either in front of the camera or behind the camera.
All right, just remember, it's 929thegame.com/castingcall. Greg put something there for us each and every week. Probably we'll have a new one tomorrow. All right, coming up, we're headed for the 10 o'clock hour. My goodness, we're here till 11, the 10 o'clock hour. And it is a Georgia Sports Hall of Fame weekend. New inductees are going in this evening down at Macon. We're going to hear from one, Tim Hudson, former Braves standout, will talk to us at 10:20. Up next, more getting you set for Atlanta United is ahead for our final hour on this Saturday morning. Here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.